Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is an important week for the New England Patriots football world and for the fans, as we might know Tom Brady's future this week. Will he stay in New England or go elsewhere? Under the rules, by late Wednesday, Brady can officially sign with another team. But as of midday today, he can officially start bargaining with other teams. To talk about all this, we're joined now by Mike Reese, who writes about football for ESPN and regularly talks football here on WBUR. Morning edition. Hi, Mike. Thanks for speaking to us.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob.
So, Mike, let's start this way. Tell us what happens after noontime today.
Well, this is significant because it is the first time that Tom Brady's agents can legally negotiate with other teams. And to simplify that, it will give Tom Brady a better feeling for what teams are interested in him and how much they might be willing to pay him, and how long they might be willing to commit to him in terms of contract length.
But put us in Brady's brain, if you can. What do you think he's thinking?
So Tom Brady has played for the Patriots for 20 years. And if we're going to think what he is possibly thinking right now, the idea would be, would I really consider finishing my career with someone else? And if I did, what would that look like? Let me go accumulate some more information on what that would look like so I can make the most informed choice.
And now the Patriots, Mike. Do you think he stays? Do you think he goes? What's the consensus? And what's his relationship with Bill Belichick right now?
Well, I would say this. There is a definite air of uncertainty within the building at Gillette Stadium at the highest levels as to how this is going to unfold, Bob. This is a situation that is really going to evolve here over the next couple of days. The passage of the collective bargaining agreement on Sunday morning is significant for the Patriots in that it will give the team more flexibility to put the most compelling offer to Brady. If the collective bargaining agreement did not pass, the Patriots would have been at a competitive disadvantage in trying to retain him. So that's one bit of positive news for the Patriots, but there's still quite a bit more to discuss, to negotiate, before we get to the finish line.
Really quick answer on this. Will Tom Brady play football next season somewhere?
I believe he will. It's a prediction. It's a guess. It's not based in concrete facts, which we don't like to do, Bob, but he seems committed to doing that.
All right, last question, coronavirus. Concerns about COVID-19 have shut down the entire sports world in the last week. What are you hearing from the Patriots and elsewhere around the league about how the football world is dealing with it?
Well, it's certainly impacted their business. As I understand it, they've had many people in their organization working remotely, like many of us. At the same time, they still have key personnel still coming to their offices, but they're not allowed to go out and scout the prospects that are coming into the draft like they normally would be. So it's clearly a disruption to the way they normally do business, but like many of us, they are putting their health and their concern for others ahead of all of that.
ESPN's Mike Reese, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. As always, sure appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.